Then the door closed behind them, and Mr. Levy suddenly began to feel nauseated. There was a scent of old tea leaves in the bedroom that reminded him of the teapot that Leon Levy had always had near his elbow, the delicately cracked china pot in whose bottom there was always a residue of boiled leaves. He went to the window and opened the shutter, but as he looked out, his eyes met those of Miss Annie, who was staring back at him from between the blinds of her shutters. He turned from the window and watched Riley thumbing through a loose-leaf folder.
"Here it is," Ignatius said. "These are some notes that I jotted while working for your company. They will prove that I loved Leverpants even more than life itself, that my every waking hour was spent in contemplating means of helping your organization. And often at night I had visions. Phantoms of Leverpants flitted gloriously across my slumbering psyche. I would never write a letter like that. I loved Leverpants. Here, read this, sir."
Mr. Levy took the loose-leaf folder, and where Riley's fat forefinger indicated a line, he read,
"Today our office was at last graced by the presence of our Lord and Master, Mr. G. Levy. To be quite honest, I found him rather casual and unconcerned."
The forefinger skipped a line or two.
"In time he will learn of my devotion to his firm, of my dedication. My example, in turn, may lead him to once again believe in Levy Pants."
The guidepost of a forefinger indicated the next paragraph.
"La Trixie still keeps her own counsel, thereby proving herself even wiser than I had thought. I suspect that this woman knows a great deal, that her apathy is a facade for her seeming resentment against Levy Pants. She grows most coherent when she speaks of retirement." "There is your evidence, sir," Ignatius said, snatching the folder from Mr. Levy's hands. "Interrogate the Trixie jade. The senility is a guise. It is part of her defense against her work and the company. Actually, she hates Leverpants for not retiring her. And who can blame her? Many times when we were alone, she would babble for hours about plans to get Leverpants. Her resentment surfaced in the form of vitriolic attacks upon your corporate structure."
This book is continued on Disc 11.